the decision to create a home rule school district isn't up to school trustees or even city council members. It'll depend on supporters gathering at least 25,000 signatures from registered voters. That would force a commission to write the new charter. Dallas Superintendent Mike Miles sketched out his DISD plans and won praise from every single council member. One of them, Philip Kingston, aimed a question to School Board President Eric Cowan.
Given your view of where the district is headed in terms of the reform initiatives that it's undertaken, what initiatives have you been unable to accomplish under the present board structure as it's composed today? In other words, is the governance structure of DISD limiting its success?
Cowan's answer, no. Later, Superintendent Miles said the same. Kingston said if the district's reform efforts are working, why blow it up? But Von Seal Jones Hill, a council member, parent, and public school graduate, took a different view.
I had one chance to educate my very bright child. One chance. And when I had that very one chance, I did not believe that that one chance would be maximized in DISD. That is the reality. And I am not the only parent who has made that decision. I made it with difficulty, but I made it. There are lots of people like me.
Those kinds of people, well-educated, middle-class parents who want the best education for their kids, are the same folks Mayor Mike Rawlings talks of when he argues for home rule. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.